أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك لهم خزي في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. إلا الذين تابوا من قبل أن تقدروا عليهم فاعلموا أن الله غفور رحيم. In the previous ayats, we are explaining about capital crimes, highway robbery, murder, becoming a murtad, committing adultery, etc., and what the punishments were and how severe all those sins are. So we should be very much on our guard with regard to all that. Though we are not living in an Islamic country, but we should be, as Muslims, we should be totally on our guard. That, for example, for adultery, the punishment is to be stoned to death. So what is severe punishment? And we should try and avoid all types of adultery, as it comes in the hadith, that the zina of the eyes is looking at a strange woman, at other women with lust, etc. Zina of the hands is to touch them. Zina of the mouth is to talk of such things, all those things. So we should try and avoid that, though we're not living in an Islamic country, but we should think how severe the punishment is and what the result of that will be. So Allah Ta'ala says all this punishment, ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Ye unki ruswa hai dunya mein. And this punishment that a person is stoned to death, that is hung on the gallows, and not in some ways in a cell somewhere, but in public, etc. He's stoned to death also in public. So this is the great disgrace and humiliation that they get in this world. So how severe that is. And in the akhirat, وَلَوْمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Or unke liye akhirat mein bara azab hai. And for them is a very, very big punishment in the year after. As we read in the various ahadith, what the punishment for all this is. For example, a liar, his cheeks will be cut with a scissor from the lips to the ear side. And then the other side will be cut while this side gets healed already. And then again it will be cut. So how Allah Ta'ala protect us. Give us tawfiq of tawbah of all our sins, and that we protect ourselves, and especially for us and our family also, that we live a proper Islamic life. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your family from the fire, that terrible punishment of the fire of Jahannam. And so all that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala mentions here. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. مگر جنہوں نے توبہ کی تو تمہارے قابو پانے سے پہلے. However, those people who made توبہ before they were arrested, for them this punishment will be taken away. Now there is a lot of difference of opinion which punishment, which guna it refers to, whether it refers to adultery or whether it refers to becoming a murtad. And in any case, these gunas, this which is the punishment that person will be now saved from, is what is to do with the rights of Allah Ta'ala, huququl law. But huququl ibad, in any case, that will still be remain. That unless those people, who the rights of fellow people, unless they forgive them, then only can that be forgiven. But without them forgiven, it cannot. But the rights of Allah Ta'ala, whether this refers to becoming a murtad, or whether it is highway robbery, which guna is it that it refers to? And the other gunas of committing adultery, etc., all that gunas, in any case, that punishment remains. But were there a difference of opinion with regard to this? That before being arrested, if a person makes tawbah, then that Allah's right, Allah forgives them. And that also shows the great mercy and the kindness of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. But in any case, still huququl ibad will remain. فاعلموا ان الله غفور رحيم. تو جان لو کہ اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. So understand properly that Allah Ta'ala is the oft forgiving, the most forgiving and the most merciful. So when in sight of this, and we know that Allah Ta'ala is only purity, only cleanliness, only loftiness, and Allah Ta'ala cannot tolerate to see the wrong, the haram, the dirt and the filth. But in spite of all that, when a person messes himself up with all this terrible and horrible sin, we will still find Allah Ta'ala to be most forgiving and most merciful. So in other words, there is great, great encouragement at the end of this ayat, which is the end of the ruku also, that a person turns to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity and begs Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala is that great and powerful being that forgives all gunas. So we should turn and humble ourselves and turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity and ask Him for forgiveness. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.